All the things said, I express my appreciation for you coming. We have visitors with us, and we're glad to see you. I encourage you to get your Bible and search the Scriptures with us. I want to talk to us this afternoon for just a few moments about trembling words. I'm going to be reading from Acts chapter 24, verses 24 and 25 as the basis for the study. The Bible says, "And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, 'Go thy way, for this time, when I have a convenient season, I will call for thee.'" I call your attention to the fact that there were words that caused Felix to tremble. Back in Acts 21, the prophet Agabus anticipated that Paul would be bound in Jerusalem. He took Paul's girdle, you recall, and bound his own hands and feet and said, "Thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jews do at Jerusalem, bind the man that owneth this girdle and shall deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." That's Acts 21 and verse 11. That prophecy of Agabus was soon fulfilled, and Paul found himself being arrested and on trial before the Sanhedrin. Later, because of a conspiracy to kill him, he is removed to Caesarea. At Caesarea, Paul has three opportunities to present his defense before the Roman authorities. First before Felix, then Festus, and Agrippa. In this particular lesson, we're interested in Paul's appearance before Felix, the governor of Judea. Having knowledge of Christians at that time in Acts 24 and verse 22, Felix deferred. Then after certain days, sent for Paul to hear concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. In Acts 24, 22, when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, "When Lysias, the chief captain, shall come down, I'll know the uttermost of your matter." And then after certain days, Felix sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ Jesus. And notice the Bible says that when Felix heard, that Felix trembled and answered. As I thought about the fact that Felix trembled, I got to wondering, what was it that he listened to that caused him to tremble? What were the words that he heard that were trembling words? I'd like to call those attention this afternoon. The first thing I suggest to you is that when Felix heard trembling words, he heard the word righteousness. Righteousness simply refers to the qualities of being righteous or just. The Bible often regards the righteous. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 34, Paul taught that we are to awake to righteousness and sin not. For some, he said, have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. When Paul wrote the saints at Ephesus in Ephesians chapter 6 and emphasized to put on the whole armor of God, he said in verse 14, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of what? Righteousness." Also, the Scriptures emphasize that we are to follow after righteousness. Writing Timothy in 1 Timothy 6 and verse 11, Paul penned, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things," that is, the love of money and covetousness. If you're fleeing those things, he said, follow after righteousness. Godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. So you might underscore the fact that righteousness is something that we're to follow after. And then in a second letter to Timothy, in chapter 2 and verse 22, when he admonished the young man, flee also youthful lust, he said, but follow, and among the things he said to follow, righteousness. In 2 Timothy 4 and verse 8, when he likened his life here on earth to a race, he said that he had finished his course and kept the faith, and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. In 1 John chapter 2, in verse 29, John talked about the fact that there are those who do righteousness. That is, they do what's right. If you know that he is righteous, he said, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. And then in chapter 3 and verse 7, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And so to be righteous, to be right, or to be just in the sight of God is to do righteousness. In Paul's letter to the saints at Rome, in Romans 1, 16 and 17, he taught that the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. That's not the idea that God is just or righteous, though he is. But as the psalmist said in Psalm 119, 172, all thy commandments are righteousness, that God's commandments for us are contained in the gospel. As Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. From faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's just a sampling of some things the Bible has to say about righteousness. And when Felix heard Paul about righteousness, the scriptures say that Felix trembled. But another trembling word that I call your attention to is the word temperance. When Felix the governor heard Paul concerning the faith, the word temperance was heard. The word temperance refers to self-control and means to control or master the passions and desires of the body. That's certainly something that this governor and his wife, Drusilla, needed to hear. And it's something that you and I need to hear today as well. As you read the fruit of the Spirit as revealed in the book of Galatians chapter 5, you learn that temperance is among the fruit of the Spirit. When Paul said the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. That's Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 1, addressed the growth of the child of God and things that are to be added to our faith. He said, beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. What are you and I to add to our faith? Virtue, knowledge, and to knowledge, he said, temperance. That is self-control. That affects my thoughts, my words, and my deeds. In his first letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians 9, he said in verse 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all? You ever run in a race? He said, one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. And so the appeal is to run. And every man, he says, that striveth for the mastery or competes as an athlete is temperate in all things. It takes self-control. It takes discipline to win the race. He said they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Something corruptible decays. It fades away. But we an incorruptible. That is, it's a crown that fadeth not away. He said, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. That emphasizes the importance of temperance. And when Felix heard temperance, the Bible says he trembled. What's your reaction to that? And then another word that caused Felix to tremble is when he heard about judgment to come. That's the anticipation of the final judgment that John was allowed to see in Revelation 20 when he saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. He said in Revelation 20 and in verse 12, I saw the dead, small and great. That includes everybody. Stand before God. And he said the books were opened, And another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. This book emphasizes that there will be a day of judgment. Like in Matthew 12:36, when the Lord talked about every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. In Acts 17, when Paul preached at Athens, he emphasized the need for all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. You know, to think about appearing before the Lord, the great judge, in the day of judgment is something that ought to cause us to tremble. Of that day and that hour knoweth no man. Mark 13:32. And so I to live every hour of every day as if this could be the judgment day, the judgment hour. For the Scripture teaches in John 5:22 that all judgment has been committed unto the Son. And in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 10, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And so there'll be no proxies at the judgment. No one standing in your place or my place. You won't give account for me or me for you. And so that indeed is a trembling thing, isn't it? To think about appearing before the judgment seat of Christ. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, that day is going to be a day of vengeance for some people. When Paul said in verse 7, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." That ought to motivate us to obey God, to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ, knowing that come judgment day, those who refuse to obey are going to be punished. In Hebrews 9 and 27, the writer said, "As it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Oftentimes people ask, what's after death? What's going to happen? That text plainly says, the judgment. And so after death, judgment to come. And so are we ready? In 2 Peter 3:7, when Peter talked about the promise of Christ's coming, he said, "The heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." 2 Peter 3:7. And so I must prepare for the judgment to come or face the wrath of God. As you make your study, in Acts chapter 24 of Paul's appearance before Governor Felix, who sent for him and heard him concern the faith. As Paul reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled. And as he heard about faith in Christ, he said in verse 25, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." And so here Felix quiets the alarm, so to speak, by convincing himself that he will pay attention to this matter later. But you know, as far as the record is concerned, Felix never did obey the gospel of Christ. There's no record where that convenient season ever came. There's no account where that call was made. And we urge you not to be like Felix this afternoon, but rather to be like the Philippian jailer, of whom we read in Acts chapter 16 when he asked the greatest question that can be asked, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Acts 16:30. "And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and The Bible says in verse 33, he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his, straightway. And so you have different responses to the gospel. One who says, go thy way, when I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee. And no account where the call ever came. And another who, presented with the opportunity to obey the Lord, did that the same hour. What will your response be this afternoon? There may be those who have not yet obeyed the gospel of Christ, and all things are ready that you might put on Christ today. You can become a child of God by faith, baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. If you've already obeyed the gospel, but you've not been faithful, think about these words that caused him to tremble. May they cause us to tremble as well, in such a way that we'll recognize it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of living God and make the changes that need to be made while we have time and opportunity. If we can assist you to that end, won't you come now while we stand and sing the song?